Report by background screening provider TPN has sparked some fresh concerns around the safety of school environments across South Africa. The report reveals that around 3% or nearly 3% of school staff that are screened or that were screened between March of 2024 and February of 2025 had criminal records. And not just criminal records, but these are including people who had violent and sexual offences committed in the past. Now, to expand on this a bit more for us, we are joined online by the Executive Director of NAPTOSA, Basil Manuel. Basil, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, Mr. Manuel, in your view, are the current vetting and background check processes that are in place for educators across South Africa, are they strong enough to ensure that individuals who have criminal backgrounds don't end up in classrooms?
Yes, I think they are, and I will explain why. Simply because this is the first time we're doing this, and in doing this, we are now looking at the people who have been there for ages, and of course you're going to discover something like that. And then, of course, it is helping us prevent people from coming in that have serious issues. And I'm concentrating particularly on serious criminal issues, not your traffic fine that wasn't paid, not things that should have been expunged after a while. We've had petty theft issues. And so the perspective has to be that not all these, and the percentage sounds high, not all of them are serious, but it is a good thing that they are discovered so that we can help these people expunge some of them, and also so that we get the people who shouldn't be in education out of the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you mentioned, not all the offences that are discovered in that 3% is necessarily serious offences. And what we should be focusing on is more your serious offences like violent crime and sexual offences that happened in people's pasts.
Absolutely.
But what are some of the key gaps? Like any system, it will have some sort of gaps. So what are those key gaps in the current system when it comes to vetting of educators that allow for people who have either violent or sexual offences records to slip through the system?
Now, I want to make this very clear, and that's such an important question that you've asked. Nobody has slipped through the system. These are people that were there before the system of vetting was introduced. So now, and remember, we are far from completion with this. So now certain things are coming out of the woodwork. And some people, these offences relate to the 1980s and the 1970s and so on. And those are things that we've got to look at. If somebody had a financial offence, for example, 20, 30 years ago, and they have done reparations, and now we say, oh, but look, you've still got this record. It's true, the record is there, but is the record still relevant in terms of what we are trying to do? So these are now discussions we are having, because we didn't anticipate that there would be people that are, guilty of murder and things like that that were in the system already. So the sifting process is working. Now, the vetting process, which is the next step, is where we are picking this up. And when I say sifting, remember that your pre-service teacher is vetted. And so if we pick up issues there, they can't come into the system. So that is your first block. But now to deal with all the thousands in the system.
So what you're saying is the filtration is working. It's just about the vetting that happens after filtration that now needs to be focused on.
The vetting of those people that have been there, some of them 20, 30 years in the profession.
Now, when it comes to that vetting process, what are some of the standards or potential policies that you'd like to see actually implemented or there to strengthen this vetting process?
At first, I think there was a bit of an naivety in that vetting was happening, and it was just a blanket thing. Everybody wanted to ensure that people who have a record of sexual deviance and so on, and targeting children and that, are removed out of the system. But of course, when you ask for police clearance, it covers a wide variety of things. And so now we need to define it more. but we mustn't define it so much that other people can slip through the cracks because of a definition of a particular crime. But we're learning as we're going along, and I think SACE has tried very hard to make this work.
Well, I think it's definitely something that's extremely important, especially because, you know, we live in a country where, you know, sometimes violent and sexual offences is something that in certain communities is a bit too prevalent, and we want to kind of minimise that as far as possible, especially with people who have contact with children on a day-to-day basis. So that vetting and that filtration process that you spoke about is something that's extremely important. And, you know, it is potentially a good sign that at least that 3% doesn't only include violent and sexual offences, and it is other things like you mentioned, traffic fines and things like that. But again, you know, one or even two individuals who have a violent past, especially in recent years, is too much already. It's one too much. It's two too much. So hopefully in future we can see, you know, a 0% when it comes to that, and, you know, whatever's left over can be the guys with your traffic fines and things like that. But we are going to have to leave it there, Mr. Manuel. Thank you so much for coming on and for sharing your insight into this 3% issue of offenders, essentially.